Opera Philadelphia is celebrating its 40th birthday by announcing the boldest change of its history. Earlier this week, the company unveiled plans to create a festival modeled after Sundance and Spoleto in the fall of 2017. The Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns reports.
It's really going to be different. Opera Philadelphia's Festival O in September 2017 will be 12 packed days of performances spread over six venues, including two world premieres involving the likes of composer Kevin Aputz and choreographer Bill T. Jones, a recital by Metropolitan Opera diva Sandra Radvanovsky, and Mozart's The Magic Flute. It's about more daring creativity, says General Director David Devan, and binge consumption. The idea is that while listeners are in opera-going mode, they'll take bigger chances, too.
You know, my job as a curator is to curate really excellent experiences in every possible way that really excites artists. And artists pass that on to the audience. It's going to have the most lasting impact on the art we produce.
The concentration of activity will hopefully draw out-of-town audiences, as did last spring's Charlie Parker Yardbird Opera. For all of his talk of artistry, Devan saw that Opera Philadelphia wasn't growing in ways that promised long-time sustainability. More than ever before, that means going beyond the Academy of Music, which only accommodates one project at a time. But the old guard, says Devan, won't be left behind. There will be other productions later on in the season, and a new ticket system that will allow more personal attention.
People that want to see opera in the Academy of Music, they can subscribe, they can hang on to their seats. People can pick their own set of experiences. And I think that's a key to moving forward.
But even the Magic Flute, imported from the Komische Oper in Berlin, reflecting Devan's newly forged partnerships in Europe, will be full of state-of-the-art computer animation.
I saw it in Berlin. Actually, I was sitting with Maestro Rattle, Simon Rattle, and I sitting there watching. We both went crazy for it. It is almost like a silent film meets David Lynch meets Alice in Wonderland.
Will Philadelphia be able to take it all in? Will it have time for Festival O? Heaven forbid, it might be as frantic as New York.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.